If you are a free, plus, or pro ChatGPT user, here is a secret that you need to know. Head over to ChatGPT and click that slash sign. It's going to bring up these tools. You'll see Agent Mode, Deep Research, Create Image, Study and Learn, Search, and Canvas. A lot of people don't know how to use these tools, so let me show you how you can implement these into your everyday life. I already covered Agent Mode, Deep Research, and Create Image, but today we're going to be focusing on Study and Learn. So you might be asking, what does Study and Learn do? When you enable it, ChatGPT can guide you through a topic like a tutor. It can quiz you, explain things step by step, adapt to your level, and help you retain important information. So it's kind of like Quizlet and Chegg on steroids. So here's a good example. I'm taking a marketing course and I want to learn the 4 P's, consumer behavior and market segmentation. Quiz me along the way and study my preferences so you can make future sessions more efficient. Once you hit submit, it'll update that memory and it will start that study and learn session for you. So it looks like it's doing a quiz session for the first question here. I'll answer this question and see what happens. I think it's promotion, so let's check that out. All right, so I got it wrong, so maybe I don't know much about marketing, but it gives you a really good explanation to why that answer is wrong, how to fix it, and it'll bring you to that next topic, which is consumer behavior. The cool thing about the study and learn mode is it's completely customizable. So if you want flashcards, you can get flashcards. If you want to be quizzed, you can be quizzed. The opportunities are endless with this. This is a huge advantage for students if you want to retain knowledge when it comes to learning your school topic. So what do you think? Would you use it? If you like AI content like this, I post weekly. Feel free to follow.